This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Governor Snyder made his pitch for higher taxes and fees to pay for roads in his third State of the State address last night. Among many other new initiatives, the governor says Michigan needs at least $1 billion more in the next year to pay for badly needed repairs to the state's ailing infrastructure. The governor joins us now. And Governor Snyder, you're pushing the legislature to come up with ways to increase road funding. And you called for that also in a special message in October 2011. What's the thinking the legislature will now be able to get this done when they didn't in the last session?
Well, when I first put it out there, I wanted to really get people talking about the subject. And now it's time to put a specific proposal out there and get the bills introduced and move ahead and make it happen, because we've talked about it long enough. Actually, we should have done something years ago if you really look at the condition of our roads, because I don't find any Michiganders really liking our roads today. And they do need to be better. The good part about this process, this is all about saving money, too. We've done a careful analysis, and by actually doing this the right way, by this $1 billion a year, it will save us a tremendous amount of money that we'd otherwise have to pay later. Treating this more like we're a family, trying to figure out how we should invest our dollars, than the old-fashioned political process that hasn't worked well. Because if you step back and look at it, roughly this $1 billion a year, if we did that for 10 years, it totals $10 billion. That's a lot of money. But if we didn't, we actually did the calculation to say the bill we would have to pay to bring our roads back to just to where we would have been if we would have done that $1 billion is $25 billion. So it's a huge savings by doing this, and it does other things. Actually, if you look at it, we pay more in vehicle repairs because of the conditions of our roads than our surrounding states by about $80 a year. So that $1 billion a year really equates to about $120 for the average vehicle, $10 a month. We could offset that. We'd have that $80 potentially savings available to help offset that. It'd bring in about 12,000 jobs more a year for all Michiganders and helping our economy, and it would save about 100 lives every single year that we made this $1 billion investment. You can't put a price on that. So when you add those things all up, I think there's a compelling case to say, let's get this done.
Well, then, speaking of getting this done, it's definite that you would need Democratic support to increase funding and get this through. Do you expect you'll get it?
Well, I hope people, both parties, look at this and just say, isn't this common sense? Isn't this something that our citizens have been calling for, or better roads, for a long time? And it shouldn't really be a partisan thing. It should be about legislators saying, hey, here's better service to our citizens, our customers, to make our state better.
Now, you talk, Governor, about the need for early childhood education funding. Republican Senator Roger Kahn is a big proponent of this. What should we expect to see with this possible effort?
Well, there are more kids that are eligible for a program, a Great Start program, to help them with early childhood, preschool. And we've got a number of kids in that program, but there's about 29,000 more kids that could be in that program if we had the resources. So I really want to look in the budget to say, how many of those kids can we get this year? And it may be a challenge to get them all this year. How much can we look forward in the future 2 or 3 years? So over the course of the next few years, let's get all these kids in that program, because it shows it has value. It really helps the kids. We've been doing the same thing with a program called Healthy Kids Dental, about dental coverage for kids in need. And we've been rolling that out over the last 2 or 3 years, and I'm proud to say, well, we've added, this current budget year, about 90,000 more kids to the program, and I hope to do some more even this next budget year until, again, we're showing that for the Michiganders in need, because it's good things for those kids, and it helps save us all money in the long term.
Governor, it certainly seemed like a theme of last night's address is pushing forward with measures that you still want to see get done that didn't in 2012, Blue Cross Blue Shield reform and the statewide education achievement authority and overhauling the state's no-fault auto insurance system. Does the fact that there's so much unfinished business from last year concern you? Does it keep you from moving forward with new, fresh initiatives?
I'm pleased with the progress we've made. I mean, if you look at it, we've accomplished a lot more than I think most people had expectations, and we've raised the bar on that. The thing is to keep pushing forward. I have a motto of relentless positive action, no blame, no credit, keep pushing forward, solving common sense, using common sense to solve problems. And part of that is being relentless. So if you don't get something the first time, let's keep on pushing ahead until we get it done. And that great illustration are roads, a couple of the other things you mentioned. And again, it's about working together and making better products and more jobs for people in their state.
You know, speaking last night, you talked about wanting to move on from the really controversial lame duck legislative session, which is very understandable on your part. And then a Democratic lawmaker responded that he thinks it's the equivalent of beating somebody up and turning around the next day and acting like you want to be best friends with them. Can you understand that reasoning and that frame of mind?
Well, they're sharing how they feel. The way I look at it is it's not about beating anybody up. It's about better service to our citizens, our customer. And we have common customers. I have 10 million customers. Our legislators all have the people in their district. And we're all trying to help the state. So the focus should be not on where we disagree on policy, but it's always coming back to the focus of how do we do a better job of taking care of our customers, the citizens of Michigan, and showing them the best results and giving them good reasons to feel proud for why they hired us.
But can you understand that mentality, though?
Well, again, I appreciate it, but again, I hope people look beyond it and they shouldn't feel beat up. We had a difference of view and we moved ahead. So let's try to find common ground areas where we can solve problems together. And you mentioned it. Roads is a good illustration where we could work together on, and a number of these other initiatives, such as early childhood.
Governor, let's look ahead past 2013 to 2014. Now, of course, you haven't yet announced that you're planning on running for a second term in 2014. So I guess what I'm wondering, how much of what has happened with the struggles and those protests and the controversy, especially at the end of last year, how much would that weigh on your decision to run again in 2014?
I would say it's not a major factor because I'm just trying to do the best job I can. And I don't actually spend a lot of time thinking about reelection. I'm really focused in on here are some major issues that have faced Michigan for a long time. And here are opportunities to move our state forward. And I believe if you step up and try to do the right thing in good faith to best represent the people the best way you can, people will respect that. So I just come to work every day saying, again, how do we do the best job for more and better jobs and a future for kids?
Governor Rick Snyder, thanks for talking with us today on Stateside.
It was great to be with you. Take